PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her parents' house had produced strange sightings before, but after they were both gone, who or what was still getting inside?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Now, if you have a real ghost story, you can share it with us. Super easy. You can leave us a voicemail, 855-853-4802. You could write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, get access to the archive, no commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Kathy Hughes. And she is Kathy Gordon.
I am. I have big news.
Oh, what is it?
Well, I am going to have an art show of creepy, haunted, macabre art.
I am so for Halloween. Excited for you.
For Halloween.
That is so fun.
You know, it's a show that I've been working on, and it's going to be here at the Art Center where I live. So if you're in the Bay City area in October, you can sneak in and take a look at it. But it's like, it has memento mores, right? Which are reminders of death, like, you know, still life with skulls. And I've got one that's got like a skull and a dead bat and dead flowers and stuff, you know. So it's like creepy, decayed still life, creepy, decayed flower arrangements, creepy, decayed, you know, like bird things, ravens and stuff. But then, like, I'm doing a series of classic monsters that are kind of reimagined as more kind of realistic people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because they have, like, real eyes that are caring. Yeah. There's some depth behind them.
Yeah, and so I'm doing those, and I have a few witches from Salem that I'm painting in it. So it should be really fun. And, you know, like when I, you know, pitched it, they said, well, will it be for sale, the work? And I said, oh, I don't know. I mean, it could be. Yeah, sure, fine. I said, but that is not why I'm doing it. Why I'm doing it is because I think it would be super fun to grab a friend, grab your husband, wife, you know, a boyfriend or whatever, just a group of friends and go, let's go to a creepy art show opening tonight.
Yeah, I think it would be so fun. And so your daughter and I have arranged our travel plans so we can be there to see the art show.
Yes. And I think they're also having a Halloween party, so it's in conjunction with that. So it should be super fun, and I'm just super excited about it. So I'm thinking about, like, if I have to dress up, maybe what I'm going to do is, since I'm reimagining monsters, maybe I go as the Bride of Frankenstein, only because I wear glasses, I would have to wear glasses. So I will put on, like, she's a college professor.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, since I'm reimagining monsters anyway.
Do that.
Okay.
Well, and we should put up, once you get some stuff ready and ready to post, we can share some stuff on our socials so people can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, it'll be fun. But yeah, it's stuff that I love, and I just, I tease and I say I was born for to do this art. This is, so me, and I just have the best time doing it. So I'm really excited to be able to do it for Halloween because it just wouldn't have the effect any other time of year. It just
Right.
has to be
Yeah.
that,
It does. It really does. Well, I'm super
So.
excited that I get to see it. We were talking about coming in November, so I reached out to Kate and I go, "Is there any way you could do the end of October?" And so we're going to be there.
Which is
Yeah,
crazy because my daughter lives in Spain,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
so it's
this
a
it's
quite
no
a trip.
easy arranging plans.
Yeah, that's right.
So her and I have been texting a lot back and forth about how to make this happen, and we want to coordinate it. So you just come to Portland and pick us up and then drop us off. It's not like I come in this day, she comes in that day. We're trying to get in within an hour or two of each other.
Yeah,
And
so
we're going
it's
to
gonna
make
be
that
super
work.
fun. Yeah.
Yay, can't wait. And like I said, get some pictures so we can share.
And I'm also thinking about putting together when you get here a little overnight stay in Newport at a haunted hotel.
How haunted.
People hearing footsteps, doors shutting, creeping, it's funny, the hotel doesn't look that old. Maybe it is, but it maybe it's kind of been remodeled, but it doesn't. But it's like a beach hotel. So I thought we'd go to Newport, spend the
Okay.
day, stay in the hotel, see if we get any stories out of that.
Let's give it a shot.
Let's do it.
We can always leave in the middle of the night.
We always can. We've done it
Yep.
before. We can do it again. Yeah.
Well, let's go to our first caller today.
Hi, guys. This is Kathy. I live in Florida, and I wanted to tell you a story about something that happened in my parents' home. Now, this was not their home for very long. My husband and I actually purchased the home I grew up in when my parents moved to this house. And they were elderly. They were a lot older than most people's parents that were my age. And so they were in their 80s. My dad was actually 90 when they moved to this little house right by the bay. And it had a beautiful yard, and they just added all kinds of stuff and had the kitchen redone. And well, I remember being in the home one day, and I was standing in the den, and the den looked over this little carport. I saw a man and a boy walk by the window towards the backyard. It didn't even cross my mind to be concerned because they had workers going in and out, doing all kinds of different things over the course of being there. And I said, "Oh, well, hey, Mom, there's some workers going to the backyard." And I walked to the back door, and there wasn't a soul in the backyard, nor was there anyone in the front yard. There wasn't anybody there working that day. Also, in that same home, after my father passed away, my mother lived there, and I stayed with her quite a bit. Well, the first 3 days after my dad passed away, I was awoken every morning with loud banging. I went to the door. I thought someone was banging on the front door. And again, there was nobody there. And that happened 3 days in a row. And I've actually read that that was one of the signs of the spirit saying that it's okay and it's on its way. Maybe you could, if you've looked that up or heard of that before, that'd be an interesting topic. But it happened, definitely happened when my father passed away. And then the final thing in that house, after my mother passed away, it was left up to me as an only child to clear everything out. That kept some of the things that were precious to me. And the house was for sale. There was one neighbor across the street that had a key. And, they weren't big time friends or anything, but I didn't think they were hoodlums. But one day, a realtor called my realtor and said, "Hey, you need to get someone over to that house. Someone has broken in and vandalized it." And my realtor called me and said, "You've got to get over there." Well, sure enough, when I got there, I didn't see anywhere that anyone had broken in. I had to use the key to get in. But there were some magazines that I had left in the closet, on the top shelf of a closet. They were strewn to and fro all over the living room. Right? I mean, how, why? Right? Okay. And this is a little bit disgusting, but true. There were human there was human waste. Nobody had broken in. We called the police. There was no sign of anyone having broken in. They went across the street and asked the neighbors. Then this elderly couple, I kind of have a hard time believing they thought that would be funny, but ew, right? And I had no idea what happened. But after the other things that had happened in that house, I guess I wasn't really surprised. Okay, thanks, guys. I appreciate your show a lot. I listen all the time. Take care. Bye.
Well, that would be creepy to find somebody has taken a dump in the house and there's no way they should be able to get in.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm just going to throw this out here because, you know, we always try to look at every angle, right, of a story. Now, I, you know, she definitely, some strange things happened. I do believe that there was some sort of communication after her dad died. I always say there's this like 3 to 5 day period where they are still here and passing, and maybe we see things, hear things. So I totally believe that's possible. And I totally believe she could have seen a couple of people, entities, apparitions walking. I see that. I'm going to throw this out about the house thing, though. Yes, the couple was elderly, but do they have a kid or a grandkid that could get their hand on that key?
She must not somebody think so, or she would have already thought of that, I'm going to guess.
Because I was going to say, you know, just because that's who has the key doesn't mean it isn't available. Like somebody could have got their hands on it and went over and, you know, maybe somebody who's a little mentally ill or whatever and going over to the house. And, you know, I think the magazine thing is weird. Why just, you know, throw magazines around, but then why poop?
Yeah.
Too.
But I get why that would totally creep you out.
Well, it's horrible. I'm just not convinced that there was a key floating around in the universe. Maybe. You know,
but I think that it was in part for Kathy. It was that combined with the other things.
Right. I get that, too. Yeah.
Because she said she saw like a man and a boy.
Right.
You know,
and then
so
the thing with her dad.
Yeah. So there's definitely some stuff going on. So I get why she would walk into that and think paranormal, because as far as she knows, nobody has access to the key other than the elderly couple, who she's right. What do they have to? This will be fun.
Right. No, I don't think the elderly couple did. I'm just saying, was there somebody that knew that key belonged to the house across the street and took it and, you know, got their friends and went over there and did something?
But, and there must not have been a way to have broken in. Like, they didn't see that.
Well, they said no. There was no break in. So I really think it had to come from this key. If it was human waste, I just think it was human. I think somebody got in there. I don't think does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like we don't have entities pooping necessarily.
Oh my God, just one more thing. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you're ooh,
and whoa, then it's like, no. Yeah.
It's like, God damn it. I've got a ghost taking a dump in my bathroom.
I just feel like it's a very human thing. Yeah. And so there is a key floating around that is a possibility. It seems superhuman to me.
Or was there somebody who got in there before the last time you had left and they pooped and it just never got flushed?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just,
that end of it feels human.
But the
creepy, yes. Very disgusting, yes. Criminal, yes. I'm not convinced that's paranormal. The other things I think are.
Yeah, super creepy. Super creepy, yeah. Though.
Yeah.
So let's go to our next story. And it says, my name is Gladys. I have a story that happened to me at one of my jobs that will forever stay with me. My friends have always told me that I'm super sensitive and I seem to attract a lot of different energies. They've even told me I should probably cleanse myself every night when I get home from work. I never really thought too much about it until this happened. At the time, I was working as a lash tech and renting a room inside a salon. It was a really nice, quiet place, but the building itself was super old. Honestly, it probably needed to be demolished at this point. My room was one of two rooms located all the way in the back of the salon. There was a small waiting area back there, but because we were tucked so far into the building, there were no windows and it was always pretty dark. Unfortunately for me, I usually worked afternoons and evenings, which meant I was often there after everyone else had gone home. The room next to mine was only used occasionally by the salon owner, so most nights I was completely by myself in that part of the building. Little things happened all the time. Things would be moved. We would see shadows near the doorways or hear knocking that didn't seem to have a source. I always felt a little uncomfortable in my part of the salon, but everyone who worked there had experienced something at some time or another, so we mostly joked about it. The knocking in my room happened so often that even my clients would notice it and ask me what it was. One night, I got there a little early and I started joking about the ghost in my room. I remember saying something about how it needed to stop knocking on my walls. Later that night, I was working on my last client when one of my coworkers came back to tell me she was leaving and locking the salon behind her. They always locked the doors when I was working late because I was so far in the back of the building and it was safer that way. She said goodbye and left, and almost immediately I noticed that my face was getting really hot. At first, I didn't think much about it. I was still working and my client was talking to me, so I tried to ignore it. But the longer I sat there, the stranger I started to feel. It almost felt like I was going to faint, except I wasn't actually getting lightheaded in the normal way. My face just kept burning, and then suddenly this overwhelming sadness came over me. It wasn't normal sadness. It was this horrible feeling of dread, like there was absolutely nothing to look forward to and nothing worth living for. That is a really
horrific feeling. Ooh.
Because I thought when she said sadness, like I'm thinking like grief and, you know, that kind of, oh.
Yeah.
Then I started crying. I had no idea why. Nothing had happened to upset me. I had been completely fine just minutes earlier. And suddenly I could barely keep myself together. I finally had to stop and tell my client that something was wrong, although I couldn't explain what it was. She got up, looked at me, and immediately became concerned. She even offered to take me home. What scared me the most was how completely unlike me that feeling was. I'm normally a very happy person, and I love my life. But in that moment, I felt this crushing hopelessness that didn't feel like it belonged to me. I eventually managed to finish up and get home. As soon as I did, I completely broke down. I cried like I had just lost someone, even though nothing had happened. The next day, we actually had a medium come to the salon to cleanse the building. She told me there was a male presence there, and according to her, he wasn't a very nice one. When she brought up what had happened to me the night before, she said she could sense him laughing and almost mockingly saying, "Yeah, that was me." She believed he had been messing with me for fun. That experience completely changed how I look at the paranormal. Before that night, I could joke about the knocking and the shadows and all the little strange things that happen around the salon. Afterward, it didn't seem nearly as funny. Later, we also found out that the owner of the salon had apparently been involved with some things connected to black magic, and some people believed she had brought something into the building because of it. I didn't stay there much longer. I eventually left the salon. I have never looked back. What's interesting is that the building still seems to have an incredibly high turnover. Businesses move in, stay for a short time, and then disappear. Another one moves in, and the same thing happens again. Maybe that's just what happens with an old building. But after what happened to me there, I sometimes wonder if there's something else in that place that simply doesn't want anyone to stay. Could be.
Lordy.
What a creepy, you know, and she's right. Like, it's one thing where it's knocking. It's like, oh, we have a ghost. Ha, 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 ha. But it's another thing when you feel that kind of overwhelming emotion.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Well, and I think that is the risk that we run with sensitives, right? When you're super sensitive, you can be overwhelmed by these emotions. And do you think that this there's anything to this black magic idea?
I have no idea. And it sounds like it's an old building, and it could be something that's just been in the building for a long time.
Yeah.
Because leave your black magic voodoo shit at home.
That's right.
You know, you can be into it all you want, but you don't have to, like, bring it in so your coworkers have to deal with it.
Yeah, that's some creepy black magic voodoo ass shit there. Yeah.
Leave it at home. Be into it all you want, but just, it's got its place.
So, afterwards, I'm assuming better. She's better.
I assume at the beginning, though, she said her friends say you should cleanse every night.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've even told me I should probably cleanse myself every night when I get home from work. And by that, I don't think they mean shower. I think they mean something more serious.
Wow.
And, you know, for someone like her, that isn't a bad idea. You know, it isn't a bad idea for her to leave a place like that and immediately walk out the door and say, you are staying here. You are not allowed to come with me. You know, I think she does need to put her foot down.
Yeah, I agree. You're right. Not a bad idea.
Because I
think you've got to, you do have to set up your boundaries.
Yeah. That is just, I don't like that happened to her. Oof, I hate that.
Neither.
And I hope it doesn't happen to her again. I hope that was a weird one-off and she doesn't ever have to deal with anything like that again.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to this short phone call.
This is Amanda from Upstate again. I'm at my house and something just happened. my house that I'm in now, I've always experienced things, blah, 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 whatever. The house that I'm in now, I didn't really feel too much when I first moved in. And then after we brought home Amir, I know after a family member passed away, that's when things started getting weird. We brought home the mirror, a bunch of things from World War II that had been overseas with family, a bunch of old woodworking tools, all those things. Personally, I didn't want them. I understand the World War II stuff. That's fine. The mirror, I didn't want. Old woodworking tools, I didn't want because I knew there had been whatever. Not nighttime, it's morning, and not dark at all. And I was just in the bathroom getting ready, and I was in the shower, and the dog likes to follow me in there, so he was in there with me too. And as I'm in the shower, the bathroom door started banging. But I am really freaked out because the banging was so, so, so loud. And I poked my head out. It wasn't the dog's tail. The dog passed out on the floor. So I have no idea what that was. I have no clue, but I am so freaked out right now. Like I said, ever since I got this mirror, it always feels like somebody's watching me. I'll be in the kitchen doing something, and it'll feel like there's somebody by the couch, which is where the mirror is, staring. And it just creeps me out so bad, and it scares the ever-loving shit out of me. So for this to happen just now really, 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 really freaked me out. I'll call back again with more stories, but I just had the call because this just happened. And I'm scared shitless right now because that hasn't happened in this house yet. All right, have a good day. I will be so terrified the rest of the day. Bye.
Well,
I got two words.
Move again.
Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
I don't know why she feels like she has to keep this mirror. Maybe it's the significant other's families, da 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 da. But maybe you can approach it in such a way to say, you know, I think this could bring money. And, you know, we want tickets to the NoahCon show coming up, right? We could put it towards that. I'm just looking at this with trying to put a positive spin on getting this thing out of your house. Because I think something's come along with it. She's creeped out looking at it. Now these weird noises are happening. Could it be the World War II artifacts? Could be.
Could be.
I'd start with the mirror. I got a thing with mirrors, and I think sell the mirror.
And here's the thing. All you have to do if somebody comes over and they're like, where's great grandma's mirror? And she'd be like, oh, we haven't found the right place to hang that. It's in the attic or wherever. Exactly. Just bullshit them. No. And I don't even know that I'd sell it on Facebook Marketplace just because I wouldn't want it to haunt anybody else.
I think you've got it. Well, I was just trying to think of a way, like, if you have to positively spin this on how to get rid of it, maybe making a little cash off it, sell it to an antique store. People know what they're getting into when they go to an antique store and get a mirror. I don't care what you say. They know damn well. So, you know, you could go down, sell it there, and then say, well, let's take that money and we'll put it towards da-da-da, something you've been wanting.
I'm going to look at Facebook Marketplace, and I'm going to just... creepy horror doll decor. That's
how about creepy haunted mirror? Like, I think you could sell it as a haunted mirror.
I'm looking for haunted mirror. This says ghost mirror. Oh, it's from the Dollar Tree. Here's a haunted mirror in Tulsa.
Okay.
For $100.
$100.
Haunted
US.
Mirror since we got. This is what it says. Haunted mirror since we gotten this mirror from an estate sale gives my family the creeps. Things have been moving around and sounds can't explain $100 OBO.
There you go. See, I think there's a market for it, and I think you can be upfront about it and say,
here's one in Oklahoma City. It was $10. They have marked it down to $0.
They just worn it out. Yeah.
Don't ask a million questions. All I'll say is I don't believe in ghosts, but I think I do now. Someone come take this shit, please.
Oh. Fascinating.
And it's outside. It is super dirty, and you can tell it has been laying face down, I think, for a while, because there looks like there's a print of it in the ground.
Well, that surprises me that you can't take it to, like, the dump.
Somebody get this shit.
I mean, I guess they're afraid to take it to the dump, that they'll be haunted because of that. I just think that there are people that like haunted artifacts. They want them.
Well, and people like haunted things, and so, but yeah. That guy went from $10 to zero. The other people asking $100 for an average-looking mirror, that's a lot.
I'm telling you, you can be upfront about it. It might even be a selling point for it. If you need a reason, that's what I'm saying. If you need a reason to put a spin on it because it's, somebody else's family members and they brought it in and they, just be honest and say, it's giving me the creeps, da da da. I think we might be able to make $100.
Yeah. Or zero. Or zero.
Or zero.
Whatever it takes, just get rid of it.
Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Well, if you do have a real ghost story, haunted mirror story, we would love to hear it. You can call it in and leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.